The Chinese government doesn't just have issues with the Catholic Church. Here in the world, you've heard stories about Beijing censoring everything from messaging platforms like WhatsApp to cuddly cartoon characters like Winnie the Pooh. And now China's government has turned its attention to hip-hop. Like censorship itself, hip-hop isn't new to China, but its immense popularity is, thanks to this online reality show. It's called The Rap of China. Think X Factor or The Voice, but for, yeah, you get it. The show premiered last summer, and it was big, like 2.5 billion views big. The Rap of China launched hip-hop into the mainstream there, and several of the show's contestants went on to stardom. But it seems the Chinese government hasn't been thrilled about those developments, and last month, the country's top media regulator said national TV programs can no longer feature any hip-hop content or artists. Also, people with tattoos are now banned from making appearances, presumably because so many rappers are inked. But it's the way this ban is being discussed in some Chinese media that caught our attention. Take, for example, the Global Times, a state-backed communist newspaper. Here's part of their editorial on why hip-hop just doesn't make sense in China. Quote, every cultural phenomenon is at all times related to the social environment where it develops. Breaking away from its original surrounding can mean possible deformation, or worse, no chance to survive. So, China is arguing cultural appropriation.
I think it's disingenuous. I don't really believe that the government is worried about the morality of cultural appropriation of an American cultural product.
That's reporter Amy Hawkins in Beijing.
So the Global Times, where that argument was made, is an English language state-run newspaper. And so most people reading that newspaper are foreigners, and it's a kind of insight into how China is thinking. I think the argument you find there is going to be one that's tailored to a Western audience. And so something that mentions something like cultural appropriation and the idea that, oh, maybe the government's doing the right thing and it's kind of being sensitive about this cultural issue, when really it's just trying to like tighten its grip on what Chinese people have access to.
Do a lot of Chinese artists see their relationship? Is there discussion of cultural appropriation among Chinese artists, hip-hop artists?
No one I've spoken to who's a rapper or not a rapper in China has really had much thoughts about cultural appropriation. I don't think it's an idea that has as much currency. I think people see it just and it's cool, and it's like these famous rappers on TV do it, wear these clothes, make this kind of music, so we'll do it. I don't think the idea of it being offensive or inappropriate has much currency here.
This crackdown, though, isn't new either, is it? I mean, the government has been trying to rein in hip-hop and rap for a while. It just sounds like this is a formalized crackdown.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's become so popular with the mainstream, the government issued this kind of formal notice, which it's not new for the Chinese government to try and regulate what kind of culture, especially foreign culture, appears on Chinese mainstream media. It's just that recently the government has declared hip-hop and tattoos as something that shouldn't be broadcast to a mainstream audience. And I think it also taps into kind of concerns about foreign influence, and that like Chinese youth shouldn't be looking to the West for their cultural influences. They should be looking to like homegrown culture.
Reporter Amy Hawkins there, speaking with us from Beijing. She told us that even though this is bad news for rappers banking on mainstream exposure through national television, many smaller artists like the one we're about to hear from have different concerns.
The people in my circle, we never even wanted to be on national TV anyways. So it doesn't really affect us in that perspective. But, you know, in China, in order to perform in festivals, you have to submit your lyrics. You have to submit translations of your lyrics, MP3s of your lyrics, and then they have to go through approval by the government. So that will definitely be harder.
Rapper Bohan Phoenix is Chinese-American, born in China, but he grew up here in the U.S. Bohan Phoenix recently decided to move back to China to immerse himself in rap and hip-hop there. We caught up with him in Shanghai, and I began by asking him how he first got into hip-hop. He told us it was just after his family moved to the U.S. He was about 11.
I really didn't speak a word of English, and it was kind of tough transitioning. And I guess subconsciously, in that situation, I was looking for something to like identify with. And, watching American television was part of the learning process of English. And I happened to came across 8 Mile.
Yeah, 8 Mile is the story of Eminem and growing up in Detroit. What kind of struck you about that movie?
At this point, it was just purely, oh, this music made someone who wasn't accepted, accepted. So I became a huge Eminem fan. And then through Eminem, I started being you know, open-minded to listening to other artists as well.
So these days, how would you describe your musical style and what do you write about?
I'm a family foreign, I could take you overseas. Yeah, so I definitely rap in both Chinese and English. Talk a lot about my experiences in these two cultures. They want to know where I'm from. I see them there overseas. And over there in the plug, if you got love, put it on me. And I haven't moved to States when I was 11, but all my family still being in China, I actually came back to China every year. Hubei to Brooklyn to Beijing, baby. Love, tatted on me, that's how I feel. So I kind of wanted to come back and kind of rediscover my roots in China. And the way of doing that was getting closer to my family in Chengdu, as well as making music in the motherland, in this new environment.
I mean, it's an interesting time for you specifically to go back to China and work on this project because, as you know, there's been this government crackdown on hip-hop that's been going on for years, and it's just increasing now. How much did you know about that, and how did you factor that into your decision to go back to China?
Yeah, so definitely I had that in mind. And I knew there's certain things that I could say, certain things that I couldn't say. And to be honest, my thought on this whole thing is less about hip-hop. It's really about that. The Chinese government look at hip-hop as a part of Western culture, and it's more about not letting China be influenced too much by the West.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because there is kind of a debate over cultural appropriation in hip-hop. I know that some people have gone as far to argue that the Chinese government crackdown is actually good because it curbs appropriation of African-American culture. What do you think about that?
I had definitely seen people make comments online. It's like, you guys should not be doing this music, you know. And I totally understand where they're coming from, and because that's something what I was questioning when I got here. When I seen all the dreads and all the rappers, you know, running around doing gang, all that stuff, I was like, man, don't they know about the context? Don't they know about the culture? Shouldn't they be held accountable for this? And I really don't know if they should, because at the end of the day, hip hop is still music. You know, so if they like this music and this way of expressing themselves, I think that that should be everything they need to do that.
So Bohan Phoenix, Eminem, as I recall from 8 Mile, he's ultimately respected by the other rappers, even the other crew in the final battle. What would be a respect for you and your art?
So for me, having been able to perform at Apollo Theater where Michael Jackson, James Brown, Lauryn Hill did what they, you know, did back in the days, and I'm on the same stage and I'm coming off the stage to people, you know, appreciating what I'm doing up there. That was it right there. You know, after that, it was more about finding respect for myself as an artist to continue to do this, whether people like it or not, because that's part of hip hop. Part of hip hop is doing it, whether people like it or not.
Rapper Bohan Phoenix speaking with us from Shanghai. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, guys.